Let's talk to Bruce Williams and from Rail Futures. How are you, Bruce? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Eddie.
Well, before we get started, look, the kind of cursory glance I take at the news stories before I come and pretend I know a lot more than I actually know tells me that in Germany they're celebrating a 10% drop in prices today.
Yeah, I mean, what a contrast. What a forward-thinking country Germany is, encouraging people off the congested and polluted roads onto environmentally forms, or environmentally friendly forms of transport like rail. And in this country, we're doing the exact opposite. It's absolute madness.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. £100, £120, London to Gloucester. I'm looking at it right now. Let's do this in a weird kind of way. I mean, price increase will be at the back of everything. But tell me about this Northern franchise thing. Because I got on a train the other day, because Virgin have lost theirs. It felt really weird being on those trains.
Yeah, well, the cynic in me would say, look, what about the timing of this? We've got bad news with the rail fare increases. Northern is very unpopular. Let's make an announcement that Northern is going to lose its franchise, but sort of coach it in ifs and buts. So Northern might lose its franchise. It's a kind, you know, it's a popular populist move. And, you know, okay, Northern hasn't performed well. No doubt about that. There's all sorts of reasons for that. But I think we shouldn't delude ourselves that if you replace the franchise, it's some sort of magic bullet that's going to wipe the slate clean. It's not, because anyone who takes on any franchise is stuck with the same timetable, the same rolling stock,
but less,
the same
staff. Less than Northern, because if I'm honest with you, I'm not really interested in Northern because we're in London. But it's Grant Chapps. Now, I remember Grant. He used to be chairman, didn't he? And he had a little falling out, and he's come back now. It is the poison chalice, isn't it? Is he going to be... He's not shy. Is he going to be a good Secretary of State for Transport, do you think?
Who knows? I mean, you're absolutely right. The transport brief is a little bit of a poison chalice, and it's seen as a sort of stepping stone onto another job, you know, that the ministers seem to want. Chris Grayling got a very bad reputation.
Stop. He got it before he came to transport.
You may well say that. I couldn't possibly comment, you know.
Okay.
Only time will tell, but you know, my hopes are not that high, I'll be honest.
Well, let's take it to Southern then, because there is a dispute that's been going on ever since Adam was a boy. It's ended now, but disruption is still rubbish, isn't it? It's a tough time for those guys.
Oh, it certainly is, and you know, the passenger, you know, it's a sort of double whammy of they've had a torrid time, really bad service, strikes, it's been a nightmare on Southwestern, and then they get this fare increase. You know, it's an absolute kick in the teeth. So one has to be very sympathetic to those guys. Yeah, I mean, the dispute is not resolved, it rumbles on. Boris is threatening to change the law to make it illegal to strike without providing a skeleton service. Which, you know, you can understand why he wants to do that, but that
can
doesn't
you,
resolve
can you?
The core
as a son of a union man, I've got to tell you, for me, that'll provide me weeks of work here. To get rid of the power to call a strike because of the effect that it has, that's the purpose of a strike, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, yeah. So, you know, I'm sure that many people in the trade union movement will be up in arms about this. But like I say, it doesn't resolve the problem that's at the heart of this dispute. And what's frustrating is it has been resolved on other franchises, on other lines. So there is a solution out there.
I think sometimes, you know, it's a bit like us blokes, isn't it? We get so silly that we stop arguing about what we're arguing about, and it becomes about the colour of your shirt or something. I think that's where, I think that's where they've gone with this. And, you know, there was a little nugget. Help me with this, because the thing that got me most cross last year, and maybe even the year before, was the absolute disregard for public money when it comes to Crossrail. It's just total nonsense, whether it be the Department for Transport, whether it be the Mayor of London, you know, London. It's just awful. It's an £2 billion over budget. We don't know when it's going to happen. They sneaked out a little story that seemed to tell us, well, we know what went wrong and we've got it under control, but we can't tell you when it's going to be running fully yet.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there are some really awkward questions to be asked about the project management of that, and, you know, which clearly was found wanting. And what's frustrating is for someone like me who's a rail campaigner, we want this investment. We want new lines. Crossrail is very badly needed. It will be wonderful when it's up and running, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath. What's the latest forecast? Is it still 2 years away now?
Yeah, but look, as I said, I'm in London. I don't know where you are, but Tottenham Court Road, I've got people who've moved now to the east saying that the Queen Elizabeth line was going to make it much easier for them to come from the eastern part into London. They're there and they've got nothing to do. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think they've been a bit dishonest. You know, these problems, these delays were obviously in the pipeline a long, long time ago, and they just kept quiet about it until they sneaked it out at the very last minute, which, you know, is not satisfactory. I think they should have been more upfront about it and, you know, said right from as soon as they knew that there was a delay that there was going to be problems.
Sorry we couldn't have a happy conversation. You're my first guest of 2020, and all you've done is bring people down. That's
what
you've
done. Sorry, but I feel honoured. It's a pleasure to be on this already.
Good to talk to you, Bruce. Look after yourself. Thanks very much. I fear you'll have much campaigning to do when it comes to the rails. 0800 731 2000.